This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-abortionists are trying to turn the scandalous Philadelphia Kermit Gosnell abortion business into a black mark against pro-lifers. The convoluted logic insists that to make abortion clinics meet minimal standards drives women into the hands of men like Kermit Gosnell. Pro-life advocates of such laws contend that in many states, tattoo parlors are more heavily regulated than abortion clinics. Nevertheless, they say the abortion industry fights unceasingly to self-regulate. Waiting for a verdict in that court case, it's clear the Gosnell jury is keeping busy. They've asked the judge for help and requested case files, legal documents, and background on law applicable to the case. Meanwhile, Dr. Gosnell is held in prison away from the general population in solitary confinement. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other news, a pro-life group behind a D.C. rally is exposing the work of another pro-infanticide abortionist, this one just blocks from the White House. The American College of Pediatricians is opposing the new FDA rule giving access to the hormone overdose Plan B morning after pill to teens. And lastly, little Hannah Warren is breathing using a windpipe created from her own stem cells. Hannah was one of 50,000 children born without a trachea. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.